再一次歡迎大家今日嚟到我哋嘅當中 ，and we welcome everybody once again to our fellowship。知道神咧嘅恩典真係太美麗嘅 ，you know God's grace is wonderful。因為神係一個美麗嘅神 ，because God is a wonderful God。咁我哋今日咧就喺繼續喺民數記第六章 ，and today we continue our study in Numbers chapter 6。嗱，我哋上个星期咧就啱啱喺福鼎翻嚟 ，and last week we just came back from our trip to Fujian。嗰个喺嗰度都睇到神好恩待我哋嘅教会 ，and then in Fujian we saw that God really was blessing the church。因为呢个暑假就真系好夸张嘅，我哋即系历史未试过。有派五隊短宣出去嘅，係一個暑假。And we've never had five mission teams go out in one summer before. 嗰個有聽日第三隊去到四川 ，and tomorrow the third group going to Sichuan. 跟住有我哋去到20人去福鼎 ，and we had 20 people go to Fujian 福鼎。跟住咧有一位咧，同埋次華姐姐咧。即係兩位咧去咗台灣一個月咧，阿華同阿次華，阿華坐邊度？嗰一發啊，咁所以可以話一個暑假有五隊嘅。And so we had with 阿華 and 次華 going to Taiwan for a month. We had five mission trips in one summer. 係神好奇妙，嗰個都俾我哋機會咧，就可以又派人出嚟又接待。And so God has given us the blessing that we can send people out and we can also receive people in. So we, 今日有兩隊短宣係我哋當中嘅好感恩。So this morning we have two groups here. 各位知道仲主堂呢就係已經係同我哋嘅歷史來搞呢。我哋教會一開始喺對面呢即係一個梁牧師呢就帶住一班短宣。我哋開咗半年度呢就是已經開始同眾主堂一直到而家，嗰個所以我哋即係佢係好似收我哋做仔女嘅，我哋當佢我哋嘅大姐，即係一路睇住我哋嘅。不過呢班啊可能細過我，不過教會係。And so you know they've been with us since the beginning of the church almost 18 years ago across the way, and when they came on a mission trip andThey've been supporting us and standing behind us. So we look at them as our elder brothers and sisters, even though they may be younger than us. Their church is a sister church to ours. So we are very grateful that this week we can go into the camp. They are also a world record. We have never had 50-some people in our youth camp, right? And I don't think we've ever had 50-some people in our youth camp in the summer. He said, tomorrow, the exact number of people will be in the camp, Simon.There's only 49. 你又想去 Bethany 去一日，哇！一日有五十人喎。原本應該六十人，不過臨時有啲人唔去得。There should have been 60, but some people cancelled out. 咁我感謝主咧。如果忽然間開始講普通話，你唔好介意嘅，因為喺福鼎咧，我哋係講四堂嘅要講普通話嘅婚姻講座。If I start speaking in Mandarin, please excuse me, because in China we were speaking for four nights a marriage seminar in Mandarin. 不過有時一轉到睇，特別講雙語，可能係講錯答錯先。Especially when we're speaking in bilingual language, maybe my mind will switch to the wrong language. 所以我們不要介意這個問題，好不好？好。那個北京奧運呢已經是開始了一個星期，是不是？哪有看奧運啊？ The Olympics have been going on for over a week and I'm sure you've all been watching it. 那你看到金牌得主呢就會很興奮啊。When we see the gold medal winners, you know, it's so exciting. 特別呢金牌得主呢他要付出很多的努力才可以有他那個的經歷。And you know, they have to work so hard so that they can...obtain that standard of excellence. 佢都要好有衞生啊！每一日咧就要衞生同埋有決心。And so every day they must have a dedication and a desire 我亦都睇到咧，運動員咧就非常之要苦練同埋即係受訓練。And we see that the athletes they have to work hard in their training. 佢有個目標，所以佢要苦練向住個目標。Because they have a goal, they must work hard to reach that goal. 咁我相信咧，我哋信耶穌嘅人咧，同樣咧就需要呢個維新同埋決心。And those of us who believe in Jesus, we must have the same dedication and the same hard work. 我亦都需要受訓練。And we also need to be trained and built up. 我就好欣賞喺福鼎咧，即係嗰班嘅老師，主學老師，就每一日嚟上堂。And I really appreciate those in Fujian who came every day for the Sunday school teacher's training. 佢由朝早八點鐘開始，一直到夜晚五點，跟住晏晝五點，跟住夜晚咧又喺度分享講座。由朝到晚十點先離開教會，啊，好犀利嘅，連續四日。And they came at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they'd stay until around 5 or 6 at night, and then they come back again for the evening seminar on marriage, which will go until almost 10. And they did that every night for 4 nights. 那睇到神真係好恩待，好施恩。我哋有時我哋都需要有呢個嘅決心。我喺耶穌裏邊，我願唔願意企出嚟被訓練？And as Christians, we need to have the same dedication to stand up and say, I want to be trained to serve God. So we are going to read in 6:1-8. And so we're going to look this morning in Numbers chapter 6, verse 1 to 8. 第一節話，耶和華對摩西說，你曉如以色列人說，無論男女許了特別的願，就是拿細耳人的愿，要离族归耶和华，他就要远离清酒浓酒，也不可喝什么清酒浓酒的醋，不可喝什么葡萄汁，也不可吃鲜葡萄和葡萄干葡萄。在一切离族的日子，凡葡萄树上的结上结的籽核。自皮所做的物都不可吃，在他一切许愿离俗的日子，不可用剃头刀剃头，要由发梳长长了。他要圣洁，直到离俗归耶和华的日子满了。在他离俗归耶和华的日的一切日子，不可挨近死尸。他的父母或是兄弟姊妹死了的时候，他不可因他们使自己不洁净，因为那离族归神的凭据是在他头上，在他一切离族的日子要归耶和华为圣。我一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray。 主耶稣，我们多谢你今天我们能够在你的殿当中去看你的话语。主耶稣，我们靠你透过你的圣经当中去教导我们，愿我们可以很清楚知道怎样委身给耶稣，怎样去决心跟从耶稣，怎样在我们的生命里面放耶稣是第一位。所以主，我们将以下的时间交托，我们感恩赞美奉耶稣名求， Amen。 今天我们看这个尼拿细耳人的愿。 And this morning we're looking at the vow of the Nazarene。 这里看到他要立志分别为圣。And this is a vow where they have to make a decision to be separate. So they have a 特別的許願， and so they have a special vow that they're going to take. 不知道大家有沒有試過立過許願？ Have you ever taken a vow? 我本人就不是很興。我記得有一次我初信主的時候就是很幼稚，就去有試過一次就去一個老人院，就是服侍啲老人家。I know that one time when I was a new believer in Christ, I made a very foolish vow. I went to an old folks' home and to help the elderly people. 跟住我去到覺得哇，好有意思，好有感動嘅。And when I came home, I thought, man, this is such a useful and meaningful cause. 於是我即係翻嚟立個許願俾神。And so I came home and I made a vow to God.我跟神说，神啊，我以后每个礼拜都去老人院，我立志我一定要去。 And so I said to God, I said, God, I'm going to make a vow to you. I'm going to go every week to visit the elderly home.
直到今時今日未翻過去。
But you know, I never went back. 有時呢,我們衝動的,我們決定做一些事。 衝動呢,沒什麼意義。 And sometimes, you know, we make rash decisions and we make a rash choice, but you know, that's not what God wants.
神是要我們有一個清楚的立志,我們是要怎樣去服侍耶穌。
God wants us to make a clear decision and a concise decision on how we are going to serve God.
可能有些人決志信耶穌的時候都是很衝動的。
And maybe some people make a decision to follow Jesus and it's very rash and not really well thought out.
於是他開始跟著耶穌,跟著那個三分鐘熱度就退後。
And so maybe, you know, they start to follow Jesus and after a few days or so, you know, it just dries out.
神是想我們清楚我們做的什麼許願。
God wants us to make a clear decision of what we're going to do.
但這個拿細耳人的許願呢,其實是一個短暫的許願。
And here we see that this vow that they were going to take was a short-term vow.
他不是說一生一世要做一些事,他為了一個時段的,是立志。
And this was not a lifetime commitment that they were making. This was for a short period of time that they were going to dedicate themselves to God.
所以無論是男女都可以做這個許願。
And whether it's a man or a woman, they could also make this vow.
那個立個許願給神是為了某些事情,或者某些需要親近神,禱告神的事。
And so they would make a vow because they wanted to draw closer to God for some reason.
可能他面對一些困難,他要尋求神。
Maybe their life, they had some trouble in their life and they had to come closer to God.
可能他面對一些選擇,他不知道選什麼。
And maybe they wanted to make a choice and so they wanted to come closer to God.
可能他是想更加認識神的恩典。
And maybe they just wanted to draw closer and get a better understanding of who God was.
於是他又立這個願,就要親近神一段時間。
And so they would make this vow and they would come close to the Lord for a short period of time.
其實我們是要學習他這件事。
And we need to learn from this.
因為神喜歡我們親近他。
Because God likes us to draw close to Him.
神喜歡我們去認識他。
And God likes us to know Him.
所以有時我們是用一些時間是單獨是親近神是好好的。
And so at times, if we can take times in our lives where we get away to be alone with God, it's very good.
是对我们的属灵生命是有帮助。
And it's very encouraging to our spiritual life.
所以我们看到拿细耳人的是需要离族归神。
And so here, the vow of the Nazarene is they had to leave worldly things and dedicate themselves to God.
那你留意講的離世界的,離族的事。
And look at, it says that they had to separate from the worldly things.
你可不可以試一下一個這樣的經歷呢?
用幾天時間不看電視行不行? Have you ever gone for a couple of days without watching TV?
有我試過呢,用一個星期立靜心志, 我不聽 MP3, 不聽 iPad.
Have you ever thought that you go for a week without listening to your MP3 player or your iPad?
現在現代人最難做的,我想我叫你舉手,你都說,牧師我沒可能,我都很困難。
一個星期不想,我不看email.
Let's try this, go for a week without going on the internet and looking at email.
很難,是不是?
心裡怎麼行,有什麼?
一天不看到,
早上又看,下午又看,晚上又看,其實都沒有東西,都是這樣的。
Sometimes you look in the morning, in the afternoon, and night, it's still the same. I mean, nobody's sending you a message, you know.
現在現代人最大的困難, 就是魔鬼的手下,就是手提電話。
Now, you know, the modern man's, Satan's device is the telephone.
我们想亲近神,但一开始祈祷,叮叮叮叮叮叮,要听啊,
You know, we want to get close to God and start praying, and all of a sudden the phone goes off. Ring, ring, ring. Oh no, yeah, I gotta answer it. So you put it on just buzz, you know. Then you and then it's just, you know, buzzing along. You say, should I look at it? Should I look at it? 删咗佢啊！ 唔得嘅，人哋揾唔到我啦。 Turn it off. I can't turn it off. They won't find me. 嚟做亲近神系有意思喎。 So to get away from the world and separate to God, it's an important, meaningful thing. 其实电视啊、音乐啊呢啲嘢影响我哋嘅脑好深。 You know, the television, the music and all this stuff, it's infiltrating our mind. 有时是影响我们的思想, and sometimes it's influencing your thoughts. 我们需要来做让圣经影响我们的思想。 We need to separate from that so that the Bible can influence our thoughts. 让神的话语入到我们心里面, and let the Word of God get into your heart. 当我们是，我试过咧，就系以前禁食祷告咧，就去结婚之前咧，就去石岐几日咧，喺个山边祈祷啊，亲近神，觉得好有意思。因为 before I got married, I often go to China for a couple days to pray and fast and sit on the side of the mountain and just seek the Lord.
有时咧，我哋系去到一啲嘅研讨会，一啲嘅退休营咧，就系一个比较优美嘅环境。
朝早起身听个雀仔叫咧，好似我哋四川嘅农场啊，阿辉你又可以经历下。不过跟住你听个雀仔之后，你就要做工啊，知啊？<笑> You know, sometimes you go to a retreat center and in the morning, you know, you get up and you just hear the birds singing and the and all that. Like we were in Sichuan working, you know, and we're in a very nice place. But then, you know, they're going tomorrow. But after they get up in the morning and hear the birds singing, they have to go to work. So it's a little different.
And
there are three important requirements for this type of a vow, the vow of the Nazarene.
讲这三个条件呢，有三个唔可以做，但系佢三个唔可以做呢，反面呢，就系三件事系要做。
And as we look at these three requirements, there are three things that they cannot do. But on the opposite side of what they cannot do, there's a positive side of what they should do.
So we're going to talk about three things that we shouldn't do. We're going to talk about the behind the meaning. So we're going to talk about what we should
do. And so as we look at these three don'ts and what they shouldn't be doing, let's look at the spiritual application to us and what we should be doing.
因为我们是应该主里面是积极向前，是吗？
Because we should in our Christian life be going forward.
第一样嘢佢唔可以做呢，唔好饮酒。
And the first thing they couldn't do is they don't drink alcohol.
第二样呢，唔好剪头发。
The second is don't shave their head or cut their hair.
第三呢，就唔好接近死尸。
And the third is not to come in contact with a dead body.
如果我们反转过来，个正面是什么？
And as we turn it over, what is the positive thing that they should be doing?
不要喝酒是一个决心。
Not to drink is a commitment.
不要剃头，不要剪头发呢，是一个
identification, 是一个认同。 And not to cut their hair is an identification.
不要接近死尸，是一个分离，一个分开。
And not to come in contact with a dead body is separation or dedication.
所以我们有决心，有认同，还有分别。
So we see that there is a determination, an identification, and a dedication.
跟我们慢慢看。 佢唔可以飲酒係咩意思？
And so not to drink, what does that mean?
呢度講到葡萄呢，無論係 餐酒、葡萄汁、葡萄乾、 華梅、點都好啊，即係佢完全唔食得喎，唔飲得喎。
And here it says that from any vine of the fruit of the vine, the grape, the wine, the raisin, the preserved dried grape, none of it, salty grape, I don't care, you can't have it.
咁啊，點解呢？ 即係首先講到飲酒咧，中東人會飲酒咧。
You know, the people in the Middle East, they drink wine.
係歐洲人都會飲酒。
And in Europe, they will drink wine.
有啲人就會當水飲嘅。
And some of them will, you know, use it like water.
喺古時社會嘅時候，特別中東咧，佢啲水唔係咁乾淨嘅。
所以佢以酒嚟飲係對個胃好啲。 And sometimes in the Middle East, you know, the water was not all that plentiful or maybe not that that safe to drink, so they would use wine and as water.
佢又細細個嘅時候已經係飲酒嘅。
And from the young age, you would already be drinking.
於是咧，佢嗰啲人咧受得起，佢飲酒唔會醉。
And so they were used to drinking it, so they could drink and they wouldn't get drunk.
佢唔係為咗飲酒而飲酒，佢為咗飲嘢而飲酒。
And they were not drinking wine because they wanted to drink wine. They were drinking wine because they had something to drink.
所以佢嗰個文化裏邊就係飲酒啊。咁啊，基督徒可唔可以飲酒？
Can Christians drink wine?
聖經有冇話基督徒唔飲得酒啊？
Did the Bible ever tell us that we cannot drink wine?
聖經冇講過唔飲得酒喎。
The Bible does not say do not drink wine.
聖經講咩？ 聖經話唔好飲醉。
The Bible says, do not get drunk.
咁飲醉係咩意思呢？ 如果我飲啲咁多，我可能開始有醉喎，頭開始諗唔清楚，我冇辦法控制自己嘅思想，亂講嘢一通啊，或者係喊唔直啊，咁啊醉唔醉啊？我唔醉啊。<笑>
The Bible doesn't say don't drink wine. The Bible says don't get drunk. What does it mean to get drunk? If it's for me and I drink a little glass, I might already start to think differently. I may not be able to see clearly. I may not be able to walk right.
And I'm not drunk.
警察有一個很好的指標，飲幾多量呢，就是驗血呢，就知道揸車唔得了嘛。已經可能一杯已經唔掂喎。
You know, the police have a good measurement. You know, if you drink one glass and you drive your car and you get in an accident, you know, they'll say you drank too much.
所以我們聖經說不可以飲醉。 講我哋基督徒唔飲酒，好多時有個原因。 But you know, the Bible says don't get drunk, but many times us as Christians, we don't drink for another reason.
因為個見證係咪？
Because of the witness.
因為如果我去飲酒，人哋見到牧師飲酒，哇，牧師飲酒，我又得喎。
And then because, you know, if I'm out there drinking and people see me drinking, and then they say, wow, pastor drinks,
跟住佢又飲喎。
And then they go and drink.
但我係飲得到半杯，我唔怕醉。佢唔知我淨係飲半杯，佢見到我飲，佢飲三杯。
And maybe I only drink half a cup, but you know they don't know I'm only drinking half a cup. They're out there. They say he drinks, so they drink three cups.
跟住因為我，佢飲醉咗。
And then because of that, I caused them to stumble and they got drunk.
所以呢，我唔會飲酒。
So I don't drink.
我一滴都唔會飲。
一啤酒都唔會飲，因為我會令到人跌倒。人哋話牧師飲得，我又飲得。Because I don't even drink beer. Because if I drink and somebody sees me drinking, then they say, he drinks, why can't I drink? And that might cause them to stumble.
但聖經冇話唔飲得，但我唔想令人跌倒，所以我唔飲。我亦都唔想醉，所以我唔飲。The
Bible doesn't say I can't drink it, but I don't want to cause people to stumble, so I don't drink it. And I don't want to get drunk, so I don't drink it.
但呢度係一個拿撒爾人嘅園啊，佢立呢個園嘅時候，連咪菩提乾啊都唔食喎。But
here in the vow of the Nazarene, even the grape or the raisin they cannot eat.
點解咧？好有意思，因為佢要立志。喺呢個立志嘅時候，就算少少咧，即係接觸咗嗨到咧，佢都唔願意。
Because here in this fall, even in the little tiny things, even a little bit, they don't want to go over the line.
你知道有時呢,
即係我唔記得係咩牌子，我啲小朋友會記得。喺佢學校嗰陣時，有啲仲係讀緊小學，有啲係啱啱初中。喺街道咧派嗰啲嘅，即係似酒但唔係酒嘅味道又似，個氣質又似，佢鼓勵啲小朋友飲喎。佢攞翻嚟好奇話：，哦，爸爸你睇下佢派俾我哋飲喎，免費嘅。One time a few years ago, I don't remember what it was. My children remember. Outside their school, some company passing out this. It tastes like beer. It smells like beer. It has the substance of beer, but there's no alcohol. And giving it to the kids to drink. 跟住好多大人，哇！我好似當我飲酒，但係冇酒精喎。哇！我飲得喎。And then all these big people, you know, they drink and say, "Hey, you know, it's like I'm drinking beer, but I'm not. You know, it's okay." 是不是真的可以？如果似但是不是，为什么你要饮的？ If it's like it, but it's not, why do you want to drink it?
因为人家饮酒，我喜欢这个味道嘛。
Because they, I like the taste, you know. 这里辣晒二人的，连埋菩提干都不好吃。避开那个令人误会。And here, even the raisin, you cannot take. Just to separate from being associated with it. 那酒在圣经里面有一种喜乐的意思，是世上的喜乐。You know, wine in the Bible means joy, earthly joy. 所以当我们在圣经里面见到酒呢，它代表世界给人的喜乐。And so in the Bible, wine will represent what the world can give is joy. 其实我们信耶稣呢，我们的喜乐由哪里来？ And so those of us in Christ, where does our joy come from? 你的喜乐由世界来，因为由神而来呢？ Does your joy come from the world or does it come from God? 如果你的喜乐由神而来呢，我们不需要世界那些东西。And if your joy is coming from God, then you don't need the things of the world. 所以拉撒耳人的许愿呢，就是离俗归神。And so the vow of the Nazarene is to separate from the world and dedicate to God. 如果你是有这种的心，你可以说，我不需要世界给我那些喜乐，我从神是满满有的，饱饱的。And you can say to the world, hey, I don't need the things that you use for joy, because I get my joy, my source of joy is from God. So I will challenge you, if you want to be used by God, or you just say, I'm just a Christian, I don't care so much. If you want to be used by God, you can accept this challenge. I'll give a challenge to you this morning. If you want to be used by God,Now, if you just want to sit in the pew and be happy, you know, being a church goer, that's another thing. But if you want to be used by God, 接受这个挑战，我离俗归神，我不饮酒。Say to God, I will separate from the world and dedicate myself to God. I will not touch alcohol. 这个是一个的立志，同我一起看箴言31章第二节。Look in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 2 to verse 6. What a year! 我腹中生的儿啊，我许愿得的儿啊，我当怎样教训你呢？不要将你的精力归给女人，也不要有败坏君王的行为。利慕尔勒啊，君王喝酒，君王喝酒不相宜。王子说浓酒在哪里也不相宜，恐怕喝了就忘记律法，颠倒一切困苦人的是非。可以把浓酒给将灭的人啊喝，把清酒给苦心的人喝，让他喝了。就忘记他的贫穷，不再纪念他的苦楚。你想做咩人？想被神使用啊？喝酒就唔相宜啊，唔适宜啊。圣经都讲啊，一啲嘅好好嘅立志啊， 凡事都可以行，但唔一定有益处。You know, the Bible also says that I can do all things in Christ, but they may not be of benefit.
亦都话凡事我可做，但唔好受佢控制。
The Bible also says that I can do all things in Christ, but don't be controlled by any of them.
如果你发现到酒呢系控制你呢，可能神要你放低佢。
And if you think that alcohol is controlling you, maybe God wants you to set it aside. I would prefer to study the Word and come to Christ in prayer and spend time with God is much more joyful and fulfilling than drinking a whole gallon of beer.
我们讲到第二样嘢，这个立志，我们立志在神里面。第二方面，Let's go on to the second part. 不能剃头，唔好啊 ，don't cut your hair. 第五节咧就讲到立世义人咧就唔好剃剪佢头发或者剃头或者剪佢须。
And in chapter five, verse five of chapter six of Numbers, it says, "Don't cut your hair, don't shave, and all that. Don't shave your head."
嗱，呢个好得意。如果用一个星期唔剪发咧，我谂冇乜人知嘅。
You know, if you go for one week without cutting your hair, not very many people are going to know.
但如果我一个星期我唔剃须咧，啊，全部人知。我一日唔剃须，我太太到夜晚话：喂，你今日冇剃须嘅咩？啊
，You know, if I go for one day without shaving my face, people are going to know. And even my wife at the end of the day, didn't you shave today?
我是西人，所以西人是比较素多啲。中国人可能冇乜嘢嘅吓，中国人啊一个月唔剃须都冇嘢，系咪？
啊 ，because I'm a Westerner, you know, I got a lot of facial hair. Maybe Chinese, you know, go for a month and don't shave.
所以呢个中东嘅即系以色列人都同我有啲似咧，就系好多好多头发，好多毛毛嘅，好多须嘅。
But you know, the Israelites are like me. You know, they got a lot of facial hair, so they had to shave.
咁所以头发咧或者剃须咧。是当时当他立这个愿是一个表示
and so their hair and their beard was a symbol
是他当他不剃须不剪发、等等呢是表示他那段期间呢是有这个许愿
and so by not shaving by not cutting their hair it was a sign to everyone around them that they were making this dedication that they made this vow
那可能呢女仔咧就冇咁明顯啊。
If it was a lady, maybe it wouldn't be so obvious.
但喺男士身上咧就比較肯定。於是我哋可以話佢唔剪髮，佢唔剃須咧係一個標誌。
And so not cutting the hair, not shaving was a symbol.
係一個乜嘢嘅標誌？係一個我係立志立呢個拿細爾人嘅願。
And it was a symbol telling everyone around them, I have made a dedication, a Nazarite vow to God.
所以话唔剃须系一个认同，系与神迎合。
And so by not cutting and shaving, it's an identification, a symbol that I am standing with God.
那对我哋好有意思嘅呢样嘢。
And this has a lot to us.An application.
你今日企出街，啲人知唔知你系基督徒
？When you step out of this building, do the people know that you're a Christian?
喺你嘅同事当中，喺你嘅学校里边，喺你嘅家人里边，啲人知唔知你信耶稣嘅
？In your job, in your school, in your home, do people know that you're a Christian?
你基督徒如果揸车咧，你够唔够胆喺你嘅车后边刺一个我爱耶稣嘅标志喺度
？In your car, are you willing to put a bumper sticker on the back of your car that says "I love Jesus"?
跟住你冲红灯，跟住你揸嚟揸去，哔哔哔哔哔，嘿有主你，真怕咗人头。咦，我爱耶稣。
And then you know you go through the red light and you're beeping the horn and you're swerving in through and you pass them and you yell at them and then you pass them and then the back of your car says I love Jesus.
有啲人唔够胆系咪？
好得意嘅，翻教會咧，我問啲人咧，你帶唔帶聖經翻教會 ？Sometimes we ask people, you bring your Bible to church？ 佢話女子咧就俾個容易咧，有手袋咧，有個細細個，即係擺喺個手袋裏邊咧。即是隱藏男仔有幾多個男仔拿這麼大的聖經帶回教會有沒有 How many guys take a Bible this big to church 牧師不得喎好肉酸啊行街揸聖經 It looks funny you know walking down the street with a Bible Oh everybody's gonna know I'm a Christian 他知道我是基督徒你是否跟耶穌認同啊是否迎合了人家知道戴个十字架颈链，十字架耳环，男仔唔好戴耳环啊！我哋可以做啲乜嘢俾人知道我哋基督徒、啊？好似我哋上一次喺四川，我同陈牧师两个喺个音乐会喺北多干然啊，我哋系冇讲耶稣，但系我哋喺度同啲人倾偈，都有人走埋嚟问我哋：你系叫乜个大兄呢？Just last time we were in Sichuan and Francis and I were there talking with people and we weren't talking about the gospel but people would walk up to us and they say You are brother who? 我就問陳牧師我喂你同埋我呢度寫住係咪有基督徒寫住喺個額頭係咪呢度寫住乜乜牧師嘅啲人點知嘅 And so I was making a joke with Francis I said Francis do we have Christian written on our forehead? How do they know? 有時呢唔一定係一個嘅車頭嘅標誌，唔一定係你帶住嘅大半聖經，可能係你嘅行為、你嘅表現。And maybe it's not a bumper sticker or a big Bible that you carry, but it's your lifestyle and your attitude that people can see. 你做基督徒，啲人會唔會認出你係信耶穌嘅？拉撒爾人唔剪頭髮就一個標誌。我請你唔好唔剪頭髮啦。我幾日唔剪頭髮啊！一個月咧，我太太話：，哇，你個頭好肉酸喎、哦，你快啲去剪啊 ！I'm not telling you not to cut your hair. If I don't get a haircut for a month or so, my wife says, "Oh, your head looks terrible. Get a haircut." 我以前有長頭髮，我未信耶穌嗰陣時留長頭髮，長髮到腰嘅。You know, before in my old life, I had long hair down to my waist. 咁但係聖經呢？是哥林多前书十一章十四节说长头发呢就是男人一个羞耻 But you know in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14 it says that for a man to have long hair is a shame 那可能那个文化那个是一个文化的东西、啊、Maybe in that culture in that time it was like that 可能现代文化呢當時我有長頭髮，我覺得係榮耀嘅。And maybe that was a cultural thing for that time. When I had long hair, I thought it was great. 咁而家都係興你留長頭髮，所以我唔係叫你要有長頭髮或者短頭髮，唔係咁嘅意思。但係當時佢嘅文化咧，長頭髮係羞恥。I'm not saying cut your hair or have long hair or anything like that. But in the Bible times, in Corinthians time, long hair was a shame. You see.拿細爾人留長頭髮，會唔會係一種嘅羞恥？佢願意企出嚟同耶穌一齊，就係表示我願意同耶穌一齊受呢個恥。And is it about the Nazarite saying that they're willing to put on the shame for Christ? 因為聖經話我哋聽，耶穌就係俾人辱罵，耶穌就係俾人藐視，耶穌呢就係為你同埋我。受人嘲笑，佢系一个有羞耻。Because the Bible says that Jesus was put ashamed for you. He was laughed at, he was scorned, he was ridiculed for you. 你愿唔愿意为耶稣同企？话我为耶稣都愿意羞耻。Are you willing to stand with Christ and say, "I will stand with Christ, and I don't care if it's a shame or not"? 你話人聽啊！我今日唔可以同你去唱 K， 因為我翻教會。你你夠唔夠膽啊？我今日 ，no that's English、啊。Are you willing to say to your friends, "Hey, I'm not going to go and sing KTV with you because I've got to go to church"? You keep going to church 。信耶穌係一種羞恥，係咪？你要企喺耶穌嗰邊， 呢个系拿撒耳人嘅许愿。第三方面，唔好接近死尸。第四节里边
，the third point in verse 6 says, "Don't come close to a dead body."
死系代表罪
，death represents sin in judgment，
系罪同埋审判。因为罪嘅公价乃是死
，because death is the result of sin，
所以死亡系审判罪。
And so death represents judgment on sin.
So if you can you 立志嚟做归神，佢系要脱离一切同罪有关联嘅。
And so if they're going to make a vow to God and they're going to dedicate themselves to the Lord, to separate from the world and dedicate to God, then they must separate from sin.
嗱，當時呢，唔接近死屍，可能唔會話咁巧。我立完一個月咧，即係真係唔好彩，屋企人有人離開世界，可能唔係喎。
You think about this, you know, maybe they take a one-month vow. You know, the chances of one of their family members dying in that month are not very high.
但係使唔使劏雞啊？使唔使劏牛啊？使唔使獻祭啊？都要接触死物喎。
But did they have to cook their chicken or slaughter their cow or make a sacrifice of a lamb to God?
都是接近死尸喎。所以神叫佢唔好做呢样嘢。所以佢咁样就系一个分别，系要分别出嚟。我唔好被呢啲嘅死嘅污染我嘅。
And so as they would separate, they say, "I'm not going to let the death corrupt me."
弟兄姊妹。好多时候呢，我哋主里边呢，我哋系冇同死人分开嘅。
Many times, you know, as Christians, we have not separated from the dead.
耶稣讲过一个嘅少年人听，佢嚟问耶稣话：耶稣，我要跟从你，但系让我先去埋葬我爸爸。耶稣讲：让死人先埋葬死人。
You know, a person came to Jesus and said.I want to follow you, Jesus, but let me first go home and bury my father. Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead."
当时嘅文化咩意思？当时嘅文化，爸爸未死喎。
And in that culture, his father was not dead.
佢爸爸仲活紧嘅，活生生嘅，都冇病。
And his father was alive without even a disease.
但系喺嗰阵时嘅文化嘅意思，讲呢句呢，就系话。我爸爸仲生活嘅时候，我唔方便跟从你，我需要等到咧佢唔喺世界上之后咧，我就可以释放我嘅儿子嘅身份，跟住我可以系去跟从你。
But what he was saying is that in that culture, my father is still alive. I have a responsibility to my father, and because of my responsibility to my father, I cannot follow you, Jesus. So wait until my father dies. I fulfill my responsibility, and then I can come and follow you.
明唔明？耶稣点答？让死人埋葬死人，你嚟跟从我。
And Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead. You come and follow me."
个意思就系话，你唔好因为呢啲嘅，如果神呼召你，你要跟从耶稣。
And what Jesus is saying is, don't let these things influence you. If God has called you to follow Him, you must follow Him.
所以死人是代表什么？你未信耶稣之前，你死是罪中。
Before you became a Christian, you were dead in sins.
我们未认识耶稣之前，我们是罪中而死。耶稣给我们有翻生命，是不是？若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
You know, if before you were a Christian, you were dead in your sins. But when you became a Christian, you became alive to Christ. And if you are in Christ, you are a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. All things, old things become new.
所以喺我哋信耶稣之后，太多人呢继续留恋以前嘅世界。
You know, and as Christians, too often we like to keep the old life.
我嗰啲唔信耶稣嘅朋友成日去放咗工去 happy hour 去饮酒咧，我陪佢啫嘛。 You know, my friends, you know, they're not Christians, but after work, you know, they like to go to the bar and have a few drinks. I just go with them, you know.
我哋教伙计咧就成日就放咗工去唱 K 啊嘛，咁我哋去有嗰度通宵就即系一个星期一两晚啊嘛，我就
你知好难同佢分离。
You know, my coworkers, you know, they go off to KTV, you know, a couple times a week, you know, and spend all night there, you know. You know, it's hard, you know.
佢即係以前都係打麻雀啊，咁啊唔夠腳都食我，而家唔打，不過我即係都喺度同佢聊天啊嘛。
You know, they all play Mahjong, you know, and I don't play anymore, but you know, let's just go and hang out with the guys, you know.
點解你仲同死人一齊？Why are you still so associated with the dead?
拉撒伊人的許願離族歸神。
And the vow of the Nazarene is to separate from them and to dedicate to God.
所以這個是一個的分別，神想我們做基督徒與世界分開。
You know, God wants us as Christians to separate from the world.
時間關係呢，我們沒什麼時間看两个终身的拉撒耳人。
Because of time, we don't have the time to look at the two lifetime Nazarenes.
但我只是讲一讲，两个你都识。
I'll just mention the two of them because you know them both.
第一个是参孙。
The first one was Samson.
参孙是出世要做一个终身的拉撒耳人。
And Samson was to be a lifetime Nazarene.
但是他疏忽，佢做錯。
But you know he made a lot of mistakes.
佢以為呢有神同在，當佢越界嘅時候呢冇乜所謂。
And he thought because God was with him, even when he crossed the line, it would still make no problem.
所以佢第一次呢唔應該飲酒，佢去到同啲腓力斯人成日開 party。
You know he shouldn't drink, you know, but he would cross the line and he'd go.To the Philistines and have parties all the time. Get drunk.
哇，finally, 神仍然是与我同在。
And he come home, you know, God is still with him.
於是呢，他跟着呢，又试过呢，就双手杀个狮子，接近死狮哦。但神的灵与我同在。
And then he used his bare hands and he killed the lion, you know, and he was with a dead body. But God was still with him.
於是跟着他双单手呢，佢杀好多嘅腓力斯人，但系神与佢同在。哇，接杀人唔系接近死尸咩？系接近死尸，但系神与佢同在。
You know, as he's killing the enemy that with his bare hands, he's in contact with dead bodies, but God is still with him.
于是呢，参孙有个错误嘅观点，佢过咗界线，但系神仲喺佢身边。佢以为我虽然呢个许愿乜都得，神都会与我同在。
And so he thought that, you know, even though he crossed the borderlines and God was still with him, it's okay. I can do whatever I want. God's not going to leave me.
他错了。他错了。他跟他女朋友，他不停地问他，参孙啊，你的力量在哪里来啊？你告诉我听啊。
You know, and his girlfriend kept asking him, well, Samson, where's your strength come from? Come on, tell me, tell me.
最后他告诉他，是吧？你剃光我的头，我会与普通人一样。
And finally, he told her, he said, yeah, cut my hair and I'll be like a normal guy.
其实他力量是不是因为头发？
Was his strength from his hair?
不是。他头发只不过一个标志。
His hair was only a symbol.
但亦都是表示他是委身给神。但因为他过了太多界限，当他够胆过这个界线，神就告诉他，你太厉害。于是神真的离开了。
But you know, his hair was just a symbol of his dedication to God. When he took it as such a thing that he could just give up and he was willing to have his hair cut, it's a sign that he had walked away from God. And so then God left him.
参孙是一个败坏，一个离开神，一个惨剧的例子。
So Samson was a failure, a disappointment, but an example to us.
我们不要以为, 因为我做错一次,神还跟我一起,
so don't think that because you made a sin once and God hasn't left you, that it's okay.
神还有恩典去怜悯你,祂想你回来,不要继续走那条路。
You know, God is gracious and He wants you to come back. He doesn't want you to keep going down that path.
被人蒙着个眼睛,捉着做奴隶。
And the result of Samson is he had his eyes plucked out and he became a slave.
最后他头发长翻的时候,他悔改,
代表他悔改。 And then his hair grew back and it represented that he repented to God.
跟住佢悔改，佢話神再一次俾我力量，俾我同敵人腓利士人一齊死。跟住佢喺個廟宇嗰度掹咗兩條柱，一千即係多人，即係多過一千，唔記得幾多人，即係成萬人一齊死好似。And
then you know he repented and he said, Lord, give me strength one last time. And they tied his hands to the pillars of the temple and he pulled the pillars over and the whole temple collapsed and more people died in his death than he died in his life.
第二个拿撒耳人是谁?
The other lifetime Nazarene was who?
施洗约翰,
John the Baptist. 施洗约翰是忠心到底, and he was faithful to the end.
他为主预备道路,
and he prepared the road for the Lord.
他没有像参孙有个大力,
he didn't have strength like Samson,
但他有影响力,
but he had influential strength.
他影响全以色列归向神,
and he influenced the hearts of the Israelites to go back to God.
他为主耶稣基督预备道路,
and he prepared the road for the Lord.
他的结局和参孙很不同,
and his result was different than Samson's.
他的结果呢,就是因为他忠心爱主, 人家拉着他坐监, 他为主在监狱里面死,
and he was faithful to the Lord, but he was put in prison because of his faithfulness, and then he died in prison.
为什么他要死? 因为他不肯妥协, 因为他不肯放低他的立志为身.
Why did he die? Because he was not willing to compromise. He was not willing to give in.
如果他監獄裏面跟希律王說一句說話，希律無所謂，你和你兄弟的太太一起同居無所謂，我不再說你的壞話，你放我走，我知錯了，在神的面前你喜歡做什麼都行，不關我事，我不會再出聲，希律會放他走。
If he was in prison and he said to Herod the king, he said, hey, you know, it's okay for you to have the wife of your brother, you know, live in adultery. That's okay, you know, I'm not going to speak about it anymore. I'm not going to tell people that you're a sinner and wrong. You know, I'll be quiet, I'll repent, I'm sorry, you know, just let me all go home in peace.
他不用被信道。但因为他坚持,正是正,错是错,
because he took a stand, he said, truth is truth, falsehood is falsehood.
他为正义是站立,为神的方法站立。于是希律斩了他头。
Because he stood for the truth, because he took a stand for righteousness, Herod cut off his head.
Now, 参孙又死, 施洗约翰死, 但两个死完全不同.
Now, Samson died and John the Baptist died, but they both were very different.
一个是失败, 软弱, 一个就是英雄, 坚持到底.
And one was a failure, the other was a true hero.
我们想着参孙这么大力是英雄,但他是失败的英雄.
And we think Samson, because of his strength, he's a hero, but he was a failure in his hero.
但施洗约翰可能受伤,但他是真正的英雄.
And even though John the Baptist might have been a very scrawny guy, but he was a hero in the faith.
所以弟兄姊妹,你今天,你立志委身给耶稣, 你想做个参孙,
and today, As a Christian, who do you want to be? Do you want to be Samson or do you want to be John the Baptist?
啊,哇,牧师两个都不好,两个都死。
Maybe say, hey, they're both no good, they're both bad. 人人都有一死,我说你知,问题你怎样死法啫?
You know, everybody's going to die one day. The problem is, how are you going to die?
你离开的时候,你是不是英雄,坚持到底,为神忠心到底,抑或一个妈妈夫妇妥协的,无所谓,迁就世界而死?
You know, the problem is, when you die, are you going to die with a heritage, a legacy that said you stood firm in the faith to the end, you were faithful in Christ, or are you people going to remember you that you were just wishy-washy, that you didn't take a stand for anything, that you compromised your faith?
两边,愿神祝福我们,一起低头祈祷。Let's pray.
主，所以我们多谢你，我们可以看到这个拿撒勒人，多谢你，你是想我们有这个卫生，有这个立志，你想我们与你认同，你也都想我们与世界分离，分别为圣。主，我们求你今日，让我们可以做好的决定，我们的生命是不是坚持跟从耶稣到底？
因为我们是跟从世界的人，神啊，我们是不是愿意迁就世界，妥协我们的信仰？因为坚持在我们知道是对的，是坚持到底，跟从耶稣。主，我们求你给我们心里面一个清楚的立志，愿我们能够在我们生命当中忠心到底，求主帮助。 求主怜悯，求主保守。我们多谢耶稣听你祷告，耶稣名求，阿门。默祷之后可以散会。